A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Pei Hei, Erevin 85B, pagination page 170, towards the middle of the page, the second word on the line, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Hanosin is a ruvo, if a person puts his Erev Chatzeros, that's the food that is supposed to join the people of the different courtyards together so that they can carry from one courtyard to the other. And he puts it beveis sha'ar in an ant room, a room that's function is to go through this room to get wherever you have to go. It's the entryway. Often it would have a guard, let's say, in that area. Achsadra, or an area that doesn't have a roof. Umer peses, or a porch that we encountered a little bit earlier, where the porch, for example, the outdoor corridor of a motel, where this function of the porch is really just a go through it to get where you're going. Eino Eruv. It's not a good Eruv if you left the food for the Eruv Chatzeros in these places. And the reason can really be understood from the next statement. V'hadorsham, and anybody who lives in these places, eino oser olav, is not considered a resident, and therefore doesn't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros by making a contribution. The logic over here is because these areas are not places fitting to be places of dwelling. There's derisas regal on them. People walk right through this area.
No privacy.
So there's no privacy. And if there's no privacy, then it's not considered, even if someone were to live there, it wouldn't be considered a place of residence. And therefore, same logic, if you left the food in that place is not considered a base dira, it's not a residence. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakor, Beis HaEitzim, a place for storage of grain or wood, or a place for animals, or Beis HaOtzros, other types of storage. Hareza Eruv, that's good, as an Eruv. VeHador Sham Oser, and a person who lives there, if they choose to live there, even if it's not normally used for living, but it's capable of being lived there, and he would forbid. He's considered a resident. It would be interesting to compare this type of case to the cases that we have by mezuzah, where we ask, is it a place of dwelling which requires a mezuzah? People often ask about a shed, etc. How would you assess these different things which may not currently be used as dwelling, but they're certainly capable of being used as dwelling? Is there a difference between a shed that's way out there or a shed that's attached, etc.? A similar, same category type of question. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yesham tefises yad shel balabayis. The way this is brought in halacha, if the owner, if a person of this courtyard owns all the homes, and he's leasing them or lending them to other people who are in these homes right now, and it's just him and them, and he has the rights to leave certain things in those homes so that it's still considered his to a certain extent, some of the heavier items he has rights to leave there. We discussed the possibility of a fridge or an oven having this type of category. People usually think of the fridge and the oven as something that I have to furnish to the renter. But on the other hand, it's also something that the renter has to host on my behalf. He doesn't have the right to just dump it in the hallway. So if you have a case where the owner, even though he leased it out to these people, but he still has some sort of control to leave certain things there, eino oser, those people will not forbid carrying to him, they're not considered outside residents because he also has control to a certain extent in that location. Okay. The question that I believe deserves to be addressed is, what is the status of a shul? The Mishnah, in the beginning of this Mishnah, is telling us that if a place is not a beis dira, it's not a place of dwelling, then no particular order, but if a person were to plop himself there, he wouldn't have to contribute to the Erev Chatzeres because his residence there doesn't count. It's not a place of dwelling. And secondly, if you were to put the food in that location, it wouldn't work, because an Erev Chatzeros has to be in a place of residence. And these places are not considered a place of residence. What is the halacha of a shul, especially because we know that typically we do put the food, the box of matzah, in the shul? So what status does the shul have? So it's very interesting that the Rama brings the halacha by saying that a shul is not a place of residence. Question is, why not exactly? And there are different possibilities here. One possibility is he's referring to the shul itself, the main function of the building. The shul itself, you're not allowed to eat there, and therefore it's not fitting to be a place of residence. What would happen if you're dealing with a shul that may be called a shul, but it's made on a tanai, on a condition, and sometimes they turn that room into a social hall? So suddenly it would be a place of, capable of being a place of residence. What about all the other rooms in what we call the shul? Another interesting approach is that the shul itself is not a place of residence, very simply, not because of a halacha of not eating, but because it by definition is a public place, and it has the similar rule to a beis shar, the room in order to enter, the merpeses, the public porch, in order to get to your place of residence. And the shul by definition is a public place. If a person sleeps on a bench, I mean, he might get a good night's sleep perhaps, but it's certainly not a place of residence. We then go on, once we've assumed that the shul is not a place of residence, and we would have to know if our shul has that halacha, but if so, there's a tremendous question. Why would we leave the Eruv in the shul if the shul is not a residence? And our mission is telling us that any place that's not a residence is not able to take an Erev Chatzeros and hold it there. And the answer to that is, again, if we assume it's a question and our shul qualifies for the problem, then the answer is that it's called Shituf Mevaos. For whatever reason, the Eruv that we do is not the category of a bunch of homes, and you want to be able to carry in the courtyard. And the rule in that case is that you have to leave it in one of the homes, but rather it has the halachic status of the alleyway type of Eruv, which is called Shituf Mevaos. And the rule of a Shituf Mevaos, when you're combining everyone coming into the alleyway, is that it simply has to be left anywhere in that area. It does not have to be in a place of residence. So if we understand it as a Shituf Mevaos, then it doesn't have to be in a place of residence. We purposely use matzah because the halacha is that if you do Shituf Mevaos and you're not using matzah, you still have to do an Erev Chatzeros independently. And therefore, in short, maybe we'll still get some of the details and approaches, but in short, if the shul is a problem, then the Rama is telling us the answer is it's classified as a Shituf Mevaos. You purposely use matzah, and as a result, you are allowed to keep it in that seemingly public area. Yeshikoach, have a great day.